Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Gosh, listen to me. Excuse me, please. I don't know what's going on. Yesterday, Supreme Court took up this case in New York, the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus New York City, which was challenging the city's ban on carrying legal locked and unloaded firearms outside of city limits. Stephen doesn't like this case, but what's educational is what's going on besides the case itself right now. Right now, it's sort of it's very unclear whether the justices will make a decision in the case or drop it because of mootness. New York City knew their ban was wrong, so they revoked it. They also revoked it because a lot of anti-gun municipalities probably called them and said, listen, this is not the thing for us to fall on our sword. They do this from time to time. Ask Washington, D.C. how that works out. But gun rights advocates want the Supreme Court to rule in the case, and their concern is if they drop the case, that the city could re-implement the ban. Now, out of that concern, John Roberts quizzed the city's attorney on that issue, according to the Washington Times. Now, gun control has been a major issue in our country lately, so it's no surprise that Every Town for Gun Safety and the Moms Demand Action volunteers, which, you know, they're all paid by Bloomberg, who's running for president, decided to show up outside the court with signs. This is where it gets interesting. It's interesting to me, anyway. Because it's like they were bussed in for the event, given signs and told to stand there and look angry. So the NRA social media team asked the anti-gunners the name of the case and what the case was about, and none of them seemed to know. Gosh. Shocker. One man said, the name of the case? I don't know. Actually, frankly speaking, I did not read. I was recruited here to represent my grandchildren. But later, they catch the guy on video talking about the NRA, screaming, demand action for shutting down the NRA. He also suggested getting rid of the Second Amendment because a gun for self-protection is not relevant at all. We live in a civilized society and must protect the interest of everybody. But apparently this guy was just sitting there yelling to himself because another guy seemed to think the case was about assault weapons. He said, we want to ban assault weapons. So the NRA social media team, agreeing to play this guy's stupid game, said, how do you know, how do you define what an assault weapon is? And his response to that was even more facepalm worthy. He said, well, anything that can fire as fast as you can pull the trigger. Which, based on that definition, all guns would be banned. NRA went to Twitter, said, note to Evertown, you should provide your protesters with the most basic information about what they're protesting. This was rather embarrassing today. Your supporters labeled us a criminal organization, called for the repeal of the Second Amendment, and wanted to ban firearms. Yeah. Normally, normally the left is very good about talking points. They know how to coordinate this. And it's amazing they did not have a set of talking points to go off of and some designated spokespeople. That way you only have to, you know, you only have to really drill into their heads of a few people. Yes, we're here. We're the spokespeople for these people. We're the spokesholes for these people. Many had some pre-printed signs, some embroidered hats, some professionally made T-shirts. Very well funded because Bloomberg got the money. And many of them are probably bussed in from other parts of the country. But listen, protesters, if you're going to protest, maybe you could, I don't know. Know what you're protesting. I'm spitballing here. I know I am, but don't make assumptions about what the case might be about. That's hilarious. That's absolutely hilarious. I don't really know what we're talking about here. Let's talk about this. This is right now. Trump is in. He's in Europe and he's talking to NATO. And in the middle of all of this right now, there's a case where a guy named Kabili Traor, 29, a Muslim immigrant to France, killed Sarah Halim, 65, his Jewish neighbor, while armed French police stood outside her door, listened to her anguished screams, and did not respond until she was thrown off her balcony to her death. She was the mother of three, a physician, and a kindergarten teacher. She long feared this guy. Her death was a minor item in the French media. They're refusing to prosecute Traor for his crime because he was high on weed and deemed not responsible for his actions. I did not know weed did that to you. I thought that was the good drug. If he'd run over somebody while he was drinking, he would have been held responsible, for France has some of the strictest drunk driving laws in Europe. Drinking does not mitigate one's responsibility for vehicular homicide. And whether that would apply if the driver were Muslim and the victim were Jewish now seems a fair question. Since 2003, 12 Jews have been killed in France for being Jews, and their assailants were all Muslims. Interesting the way this is unfolding. Initially, they were not labeled anti-Semitic, just as Halim's death has been not been so classified by the prosecution, even though Traor says that seeing Jewish symbols in her home after he broke into it to assault her and kill her, made him feel persecuted. He had been harassing his neighbor before because she was Jewish, and the ostensible mitigation because of his cannabis high sharply ignores that he was screaming Allahu Akbar and chanting Quranic verses as he beat and tormented her before he threw her to her death. So the precedent now in France, all anyone will have to do to kill Jews in France and avoid prosecution is to smoke some weed before they commit their acts of murder and blame their behavior on smoking weed. And the prosecutor's decision has caused a lot of shock and outrage, as you might think. But France has a long history of killing Jews. What difference does one more Jewish life make, especially when Muslims, as a constituency, now outnumber Jewish people in France? If you go back to the Vichy government of France, they adopted the Nuremberg laws of their Nazi conquerors. They were rounded up and interned in deplorable conditions before being deported to death camps. Then there was the Milice, a French paramilitary force that basked in Nazi ideology. They rounded up a lot of Jewish people. So, and they're not going to prosecute this guy. He murdered somebody in front of cops, and they're not going to prosecute somebody. And this is a society where they have no right to keep and bear arms. I wonder if Sarah had had a gun to shoot Mr. Traor as he came in. What would have been the outcome of that? Would they have prosecuted her? Maybe if she'd been smoking weed before she shot him, that would have been okay. I guess that would have been okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
D. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now, unless you're looking for it, well, let me rephrase that. Right now, unless you're not looking for it, you probably don't know about the undercurrent that's going on. We see all the things we hear coming from the news and from government and from the celebrities because that's basically just one big circle. You know, that's one big circular thing that's happening. And it's sort of an echo chamber. Now, if you go to YouTube, you can still find plenty of videos, just demonetized, but there was one recently made by a man defending the Electoral College because he lives in flyover country, as they would call it. It made a lot of sense and clearly understands why the Founding Fathers wrote it into the Constitution. After 2016, and since then, the rants coming from the Democrats running for office clearly show that none of them studied civics in school. They seem to think that if you don't live in a large city on the coast, your vote shouldn't count. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote but lost the electoral vote to Donald Trump, and thus began the Trump derangement syndrome. Because, you see, that wasn't fair, as they shout in their ignorance. But if you look at the 2016 map that showed red states dominated most of the country, that seems a lot more fair to me. Now, this guy who made the YouTube video, he went on to voice his frustration with how the country seems to be heading in the direction that will take away rights spelled out in the Bill of Rights. In particular, the one they're going after with the most, enthusiasm is sort of a neck and neck, because they either want to stifle free speech or the Second Amendment. And then this guy, on YouTube, he made a statement that is shared by many in what the Democrats refer to as flyover country. He recalled how our revolution started in the 18th century and compared how Congress seems to be on the same road to obstructing our basic freedoms. He warned that perhaps our only chance was to openly rebel against our government. Now, we do this all the time. Although it's been getting tougher, but we rebel against the government all the time. Because in their brilliance, the Founding Fathers made a ballot box. but this is the thing. This is where we get into the dicey part. We have to participate. Every single legislator in the House is only there for 2 years. And most can be voted out if they're being complacent or whining voters get off their duffs and would actually pay attention, which most of America is not that way. And therein lies the problem. But if you don't like Schiff or Pelosi or AOC or Tlaib or Omar and the rest of the loudmouths in the House, then they could be voted out. I mean, as an individual, you have two choices. You can support their opponent or maybe run yourself. The biggest cause for the nation's problems are Americans who stay home and refuse to get involved with politics or politicians who will destroy their livelihood with progressive policies. I don't think it's so much that they're shirking their responsibility. They have just gotten so used to not being involved that, getting involved would take, I don't know, something bad to happen to them, I think. Now, how many, in the state you live in, how many of you know the names of all of the representatives in your state and the names of the two senators from your state? Now, if you don't know what this is, who they are, maybe if you probably even haven't bothered to vote in those elections that put them in place, that's a bit of a problem. Because the things that are going to harm you, that are going to harm me, they're going to harm me, they're going to harm you. They're going to harm me and I'm going to see it coming because I'm watching. They're going to harm you and you're not even going to see it coming. Most city dwellers will know the name of their mayor, but few know the names in the city council. Few know who's on the local school board. And these are individuals that have direct power over everybody. You know, wherever they're in power, they have direct power over people. Now, in the United States today, and this is just a reckoning that I see some people making, and I do a little extrapolation, if you will. We had 63 million people that voted for Trump in 2016. But we have anywhere, depending on who you listen to, between 120 and 150 million gun owners. Did those gun owners that didn't vote for Trump, why didn't they vote for Trump? Who are they? Why weren't, are they leftists and they own guns too? Gun owners can run the country, people. They can. But for the people that elect people, Hank Johnson, James Clyburn, Kamala Harris, Maxine Waters, Adam Schiff, Gerald Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, for the people that elect these people. And I'm just naming the famous ones. There's other famous ones within AOC. I mean, she has stopped two jobs projects in her district already. She's a jobs killer. She and the rest of the squad. The rest of the squad, they don't really do anything except talk. And this non-participation, to me, is sort of an explanation as to why the incompetent getting elected. This is how they get elected. It's almost voter fraud for you to vote if you don't know who you're voting for or what they stand for. And right now, the left is obsessing about foreign interference in our elections, when the truth is that many foreigners are voting here illegally, and any effort to prevent them is halted by the Democrats. So, you know, can't even have a picture ID for voting. Now, you got to have one to get a bank account, but you don't need one to vote. We could change this. We could change this if we wanted to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Intelligence Committee's final impeachment report is now public. It accuses President Trump of abusing his power by withholding military aid to Ukraine unless the Ukrainian president investigates Joe Biden. Republicans are reacting to the release of the report.
As you will find out tomorrow, the sideshow of the Schiff report now is coming to the Judiciary Committee, where it should have been to start with. If they're going to do an impeachment, it should have been in our committee to start with. But the committee failed miserably on so many counts this year that it was actually taken from us.
That's House Republican Doug Collins of Georgia. The Navy is adding some firepower to its submarine fleet. It's spending $22 billion on the new Virginia-class subs. The move is meant to counter China's growing Navy fleet. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 280 points to close the day at 27,503. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, last night I talked about how the new thing now for the jihadis and the terrorists is to walk over the border. It's not, it used to be, they would try to do it as a, you know, a student on a student visa or a traveler or something. They would pre-coordinate what they were going to do, and then they would, you know, make their come into the country via various conventional ways. Now, since, you know, since 9/11, now that there are people actually watching this a little tighter, well, they're having to resort to a different process, which in a lot of cases is to simply be smuggled across the border. Now, in Europe, with the EU, see, they don't basically have borders amongst the nations of the EU. You just have to have a passport. And, you know, it's harder for me and you to get a passport than it is for a terrorist to get a passport because they're not getting a real one in some cases. Now, the problem is that we know that violent Islamic jihadis have infiltrated over land borders. And they're working their way to targets now. They have in the past. They're going to continue to. And we have to look at what's going on our southern border as well. And what's going on our southern borders, we have just out-and-out, cartel combat happening there, which is, they do really well at smuggling people and drugs and people and drugs. And, they're getting some terrorists in here would not be that big of a deal. It would not be that hard at all. Acting on a U.S. Homeland Security Investigation's wanted alert in June 19, Nicaragua arrested four migrants from the Middle East who just crossed their border on a journey north to the U.S. border. The American alert had listed two Iraqis and an Egyptian as possible ISIS terrorists. Another Egyptian had been picked up with the three. Knowledgeable intelligence community sources said an informant based in Brazil had fingered these guys as ISIS operatives, which prompted DHS to send its wanted alert to countries along known smuggling routes. See, we know how they're coming. They connect the Middle East to the U.S.'s southern border. Nicaragua handed the men over to Costa Rica, where U.S. intelligence and law enforcement officers no doubt got at them. And we don't know what happened at that point, from that point on. But this case is one of many just like it that help answer a lingering question about the porous American border, one consequential to U.S. national security and immigration policy. Why has no Islamist terrorist breached it to commit a successful attack on U.S. soil? Or maybe the actual question we should be asking is, why hasn't it happened yet? Are they here? Do we know? A new study published by the Center for Immigration Studies, which authenticated terrorist border infiltration patterns in Europe, gives some answers along with a warning. Chief among the answers is that, unlike the European Union, the U.S. secretly built a security infrastructure through Latin America that has detected and interdicted migrant terrorists before they could potentially attack so far. As for the warning, the risk of border infiltration continues, and it persists, in part because that same security cordon is neglected, and it is easily defeated. And that's based on informed analysis, since obviously prevented terror attacks cannot be confirmed and tallied. But the largely unknown American effort almost certainly took identified prospective migrant terrorists offline before they could kill, unlike the infiltrators did throughout Europe. What do you think this looks like, this effort, this operation? After 9/11, legislation required the nation's border security agencies to figure out ways to stop terrorists from coming over the border. So they decided to target the flow of 3,000 to 4,000 migrants already known to be smuggled from countries of terrorism concern in the Middle East, South Asia, and North Africa. And they began to target such special interest aliens as they were dubbed far south of the border. ISIS Homeland Security Investigations deployed agents to dozens of transit countries to disrupt special interest alien smuggling networks, aided by the U.S. Navy and spy satellites. And then the U.S. equipped transit countries like Panama and Costa Rica to collect biometrics information on transiting special interest aliens. FBI and DHS agents stationed in Mexico conducted interviewed special interest aliens inside Mexican detention centers and in Panama and Costa Rica. And they trained some local proxies to do the same. And at home on the border, starting in 2004, the FBI and the DHS did the same interviews in detention, collected pocket trash, and checked terrorism databases and foreign intelligence repositories. And then they started planting informants inside the detention centers. And there's been a little bit of luck and a little bit of serendipity, and this cordon paid a completely unrecognized safety dividend. Because just between 2012 and 2017, they were reportedly identified more than 100 special interest migrants, at least 20 known or suspected terrorists per year. That doesn't sound like a lot. Let me take you back to Chris Dorner, the rogue California cop who completely disrupted all of it, Los Angeles there for a short period of time. Go look him up. That was one guy. That was one guy. Now think about what happens if these 20 known suspected terrorists, if they get up there, this is their mission. We're going to break off into groups of 10, and then we're going to break that into groups of 5. And then we're going to go out there and we're going to go to four cities and we're going to attack those four cities. Think of what happens when you got five Christopher Dorners running around who actually trained. Chris Dorner was not a, he was not an infantry guy by any means. Remember that 19 Al-Qaeda terrorists attacked. And they attacked in New York and Washington, D.C. They took over how many airplanes? What, four, five? Four? And we've got people coming at us from Somalia and Afghanistan and Yemen and Pakistan. So, this is an ongoing thing. So while the war on terror, which never seems to end, goes on, we are having a little bit of success stopping them. Excuse me, stopping them as they come through. Excuse me. So. In one case, they had this guy, Abduli Omar Fidsi. He had himself and his wife smuggled to the Texas border in the summer of 2008. Then they wanted asylum. And while they were in a detention center waiting to post bond, he confided to an undercover FBI informant that was there. He was actually a combat experienced soldier of the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab, who'd come for an unspecified operation. He'd also been a plotter in an aborted plan to attack U.S. ambassador in Kenya and kill his protective U.S. Marine detail. This guy made it inside the United States, but we caught him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Having a rough voice night, I'm telling you. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit. Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Have you ever noticed that climate change conferences are never held in places like Somalia or Bangladesh, or maybe one of those islands that's going to be underwater the day after tomorrow? They're always held in places like Copenhagen, or this time in Spain, places where the elite people can fly in on private jets and stay in five-star hotels and explain why they must control every aspect of our lives, lest we all die in the next dozen years. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has spent all of President Trump's first term producing no legislation benefiting the American people while concentrating on impeachment, but who has no time to work on the U.S.-Mexico Denada Agreement, USMCA, on trade, led a congressional delegation of Democrats on a trip to Spain where they can emit carbon dioxide bloviating about planetary climate doom. We get this from Breitbart. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will fly out Sunday with a large delegation of congressional Democrats heading 3,781 miles across the Atlantic to the United Nations COP25 Climate Change Conference in Madrid. A key element of the conference will seek to place financial penalties on global commercial aviation to stop people flying and making unnecessary contributions to atmospheric carbon dioxide pollution. The Pelosi delegation will join almost 25,000 people and 1,500 journalists flying into the Spanish capital to attend the meeting. Her absence from Washington, D.C. will cast doubt on the possibility of passing an updated North American trade deal by the end of 2019, a departure from her previous characterizations of the deal as imminent. Now, of course, flying in 25,000 attendees is considered by the elites as a necessary contribution to atmospheric carbon dioxide pollution. Climate change supporters, not Trump supporters, they're a true cult. They create a climate religion that they're demanding that we worship. Their goal is to use climate change as a means to increase government power over every aspect of our lives. What we make, how we make it, what energy we use, what cars we drive, and even what we eat. And the scientific record, like coming from the Investors Business Daily, that shows that climate change is a scam. From there, we get this. A paper published recently in the journal Global Environmental Change found that carbon dioxide emissions are essentially self-regulating and that after countries reach a higher GDP level, CO2 emissions either stabilize or even decline without the need for carbon taxes or carbon capture technology. Here in the U.S., the fracking revolution has released from our vast shale formations vast natural gas deposits that have done more to reduce carbon emissions than any IPCC report. A study published late last year by the Energy Information Administration reported that the carbon intensity of the electricity produced in the U.S. actually fell by 13% from 2007 to 2012. British climate change skeptic Lord Christopher Monckton recently pointed out at Mark Morano's Climate Depot that the great pause in global temperatures, now at 18 years and counting, has occurred even as carbon dioxide concentrations have risen. The 18-year period constitutes roughly half the satellite observation period that began in 1979. Physicist Gordon Falks of the Cascade Policy Institute talks that the warming pause since 1997 has occurred while atmospheric CO2 concentrations have increased 25%. He said, CO2 is responsible for global warming that is not occurring, for accelerated sea level rise that is not occurring, and for increasing extreme weather that is not occurring. And carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It is a source of all plant and animal life. And even if emissions were a threat, and they're not, its prosperity and the technology that comes with it, like fracking, that reduce overall emissions in the atmosphere. And now, the high priests of the global warming religion are demanding what other false religions have demanded. They want human sacrifices. You think I'm kidding, don't you? The irony here is that this conference is in Europe, where they eschew things that might actually help the climate, like Germany's war on nuclear power, as the Europeans damn the U.S., where emissions are actually declining, thanks to the technology of fracking, which has produced an abundance of cleaner natural gas. Coming from the Washington Times, we get, President Trump has come under scorching criticism for his climate change policies, but apparently he's doing something right. The EPA announced Wednesday that U.S. greenhouse gas emissions dropped by 2.7% last year, the first year of the Trump presidency, even as the administration slashed environmental regulations and global emissions continued to climb. So, we're not polluting as much as the rest of the nation, or rest of the world. But the something right that we're doing is fracking and the efficiencies developed in the growing free market economy. Progress in emission reductions that continue even as our economy expands and the U.S. takes the lead in global fossil fuel production. So as Pelosi breaks her promise on USMCA passage and ratification being imminent, she returns her focus to the imminent threat of climate change. She says, taking action to protect our planet is a public health decision for clean air and clean water for our children, an economic decision for creating the green, good-paying jobs of the future, a national security decision to address resource competition and climate migration, and also a moral decision to be good stewards of God's creation and pass a sustainable, healthy planet to the next generation. That's the craziest thing coming from that woman. Ironically, Nancy Pelosi is the head of a party that's trying to abort as many of the next generation as possible, telling us that kids and cows and cars are a plague on our planet, and the fewer children we have, the better. What she endorses, in fact, is a job-killing recipe for global poverty, keeping poorer nations from developing and become more technologically advanced, which would cause cleaner and healthier societies. We just pulled out of the Paris Climate Accords, and Trump said compliance with the accord would have cost the U.S. as much as 2.7 million lost jobs by 2025. This includes 440,000 fewer manufacturing jobs, not what we need. What we need are the jobs and the economic growth will provide. And USMCS would have provided those good-paying jobs that her climate accord would destroy. So, they're saying that USMCA is a win for manufacturers. This agreement will level the playing field for manufacturers in the United States and support the 2 million American manufacturing jobs that depend on our exports to Canada and Mexico. Pelosi and the Democrats have taken the climate mythology. They've embraced killing as many children as they can before they see birth. They want to get rid of cows and cars. And while they've been embracing that, they've also taken and put impeachment and climate mythology. They put both of those things ahead of jobs for the American people. So we should have one of those ballot box revolutions I talked about earlier. That's what we need to employ here. Madrid. I hear it's lovely this time of year. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.